去捉拿耶稣，杀他。
Mark 14:1. It was now 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest him by stealth and kill him.
只是说，当节的日子不可，恐怕百姓生乱。
For they said, not during the feast, lest there be an uproar from the people.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly, and she broke the flask and poured it over his head.
有几个人心中很不喜悦，说：“何用这样枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人。”他们就向那女人生气。
There were some who said to themselves indignantly, "Why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they scolded her.
耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。”
But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do for them. But you will not always have me."
他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial.
我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her.
十二门徒之中，有一个加略人犹大去见祭司长，要把耶稣交给他们。
Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Pastor Tom, for inviting me to speak to your congregation. I really enjoyed being with all of you over Zoom last time.
大家早上好，非常谢谢何牧师邀请我来到这里正道。我很感恩上一次我跟大家有一个美好的时光。
And it's good to gather with all of you in person today to worship God together.
今天可以和大家面对面来聚会，真的是太好了。
Today I want to bring a message from a Bible text that we read together earlier just today.
今天我要和大家分享的信息来自刚才我们一起读过的一段经文。
This text really impacted me when I first heard a message on it as a college student.
我在大学时代第一次听到这段经文的信息时就被深深地打动了。
And even to this day, it gives me a lens to look at my own life to see if I'm living in a way that is pleasing and honoring to God.
直到现在，这段文字仍然给了我一个镜头，让我透过这个镜头来审视自己的生活，看看我是否正在以一种讨神喜悦的方式生活着。
Before we look at this text more closely, let me give you a little bit of background information.
在我们走进这段经文之前，让我们给你一段背景信息。
Nard is a very expensive perfume. Some scholars think that it came from a plant all the way in India.
拿达是一种极其珍贵的香膏，有学者认为它来自遥远的印度。
Something that holding nard for a woman is a form of a family dowry to kind of prepare for her future marriage.
有些人认为女子的家人呢会她未来的婚姻来储蓄这个香膏来作为嫁妆。
It was something very valuable and expensive.
这是非常有价值的。
And the alabaster jar in which it was contained was also something very expensive. It was almost something made out of marble.
而保存这种香膏的玉瓶呢也很昂贵，就像大理石一样。
The value of perfume in this particular jar was 300 denarii, which is like a lifetime saving for someone.
这一玉瓶的拿达香膏价值巨大，可以相当于一个人一生的积蓄。
Back then, it was the custom that when you have an honored guest, you would pour just a few drops on their head.
在那时的习俗是给贵宾送上几滴香膏来表示尊敬。
But clearly, when this woman broke the jar and poured all of it over Jesus' head, it seemed excessive.
很显然，当这个女子打破玉瓶倒出香膏，似乎有点过分了。
Her action almost seemed reckless.
她的举动几乎显得鲁莽。
Which is why the disciples reacted in the way that they did, that as we read in verse 4.
这就是为什么门徒会做出那样的反应，就像我们读的第四节一样。
There were some who said to themselves indignantly, why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor, and they scolded her.
有几个人心中很不喜悦，说何用这样枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖30多两银子周济穷人，他们就向那女人生气。
So we just read that the disciples angrily said, why was this ointment wasted?
我们读到门徒生气了，说何用这样枉费香膏呢？
Now before we get angry at the disciples, I think we need to consider for ourselves, would I have acted differently if I was there?
在我们对门徒太生气之前，我想我们得先问问自己是否会有不同的反应。
I for one can see myself acting just like them.
我作为其中的一个，可以看到自己的行为就像他们一样。
I can see myself getting a towel to kind of wipe up that expensive perfume and try to save it by wringing it into another bottle.
我可以看到自己拿了一条毛巾，试图擦掉地上的香膏，并试图通过它将它拧入到另一个瓶子里来保存它。
Trying to save every drop of this expensive perfume wasted by this woman.
试图挽救这个女人浪费的每一滴珍贵的香膏。
So let me ask you, what is the criteria that the disciples used?To determine that this was wasteful by her.
那我问问大家，门徒是用什么标准来判定这是一种浪费呢？
To ask it another way, what would the disciples not have considered wasteful if she had done that?
换个说法，门徒认为什么才是没有浪费呢？
In verse 5, we read that this perfume could have been sold and used to feed a lot of poor.
在第五节中，他们说香膏可以卖许多钱来周济穷人。
And I kind of doubt that that's what they would have used the money for if they had control of that money.
我有点怀疑，如果他们掌控了这些钱财，他们会这样做。
But still, if that money was used to feed the poor, then would it not have been wasteful?
然而，即便这些钱财周济了穷人，就会算作不是浪费了吗？
In Gospel of John chapter 6, we read about the feeding of the 5,000.
在约翰福音第六章，我们读到耶稣喂饱5000人的事。
And in that incident, one of the disciples say, 8 months' wages would not be enough to feed a crowd of 5,000.
在那个故事中，有一个门徒说，一个人8个月的工价就可以喂饱5000人。
So in this case, since it was 1 year's worth of wages, maybe it could have been enough to feed a crowd of 5,000 with unlimited all-you-can-eat hot pot.
在今天的经文中，这是相当于一个人一年的工价，当然可以喂饱5000人，也许可以让5000人吃上一顿自助火锅。
And if that's the case, then would that not have been considered wasteful?
如果是这样，就不是浪费了吗？
Now, we do this kind of analysis all the time in life.
我们一直都用这种方法在做分析。
So why do we do this kind of calculation in our mind all the time?
为什么我们会在头脑中一直这样计算呢？
I think behind this kind of analysis is the mindset that we live in a world of very limited resources.
在这种分析方法的背后是一种观念，就是我们生活在一个资源有限的世界里。
After all, we have limited money, limited time, limited energy, limited resources.
毕竟我们金钱、时间、精力和资源都是有限的。
So we better use these in the most strategic way for maximum gain for ourselves.
所以我们最好以最具战略性的方式来使用它们，以获得最大的收益。
And when we don't do that, we consider that.A waste.
如果我们不这么做，就是浪费。
The world is very good at evaluating in this way.
这个世界非常擅长评估这样。
They look at a person and they project their future achievement and all that they could do in their life.
他们预测一个人未来的潜在成就，一个人应该会多成功。
They look at a person and say, yeah, this person could be this successful.
他们会评价一个人说，这个人会能够这样成功。
there's this classic psychological experiment called a marshmallow experiment.
例如有一个经典的心理测试叫做棉花糖实验。
It was created by a psychologist named Walter Mischel who designed this experiment.
这个实验是由心理学家沃尔特米歇尔设计的。
He left a four-year-old in a room by themselves with a marshmallow right in front of them.
他把一个四岁的孩子留在一个有铃铛和棉花糖的房间里。
And they could ring a bell, and once they ring a bell, then they could eat that marshmallow.
如果他们按响铃铛，他就会回来，他们就可以吃棉花糖。
If, however, they did not ring the bell and waited patiently for the man to come back, then they could have two marshmallows.
但是如果他们没有按铃铛，耐心地等待他自己回来，那么他们就可以吃两个棉花糖。
So let's see a video now of that experiment done in more modern day.
那我们来看看这个实验的视频。
Sit in that chair. All right, here's the deal. Marshmallow, for you. You can either wait, and I'll give you another one if you wait, or you can eat it now. When I come back, I'll give you another one, so then you'll have two. But stay in here and stay in the chair till I come back, okay?
Okay.
All right. How'd you do? Did you do good? You did?
Yeah.
You wanted to eat it, didn't you? Yeah. So did I tell you to give you another one?Okay, now you can have both. You need them.
Oh, man. So funny. So cute. The children, they went and they studied these children later on as they got older. And those who waited and didn't eat the marshmallow, they went on to get higher SAT scores.
他们一直研究这些孩子直到他们长大。等到更长的时间，后来这个发现吃了这个没有吃这个糖的，等待的孩子呢，获得了更高的 SAT 分数。
Those who waited went on to better colleges and just had better success as adults later in life.
就平均而言，这些等候的这些孩子们进入了更好的大学，并且成年后取得了更大的成功。
And those kids who didn't eat the marshmallow, later on they tended to become more bullies at school, do poorly at school, and have drug problems as adults.
没有等待就吃棉花糖的孩子更有可能成为恶霸，在学校表现不佳。
Now, I didn't show you this video so that you could try it with your own child at home later on.
当然，我展示这个实验不是让你在家里试验自己的孩子。
The point is that we do this all the time.
关键是我们一直在这样做。
We instinctively try to figure out how successful will this person be based upon what we see in them.
我们本能的尝试根据我们在他们身上看到的东西来评估这个人应该有多成功。
We say, oh, with her IQ, she should at least be able to get into some Ivy League college.
所以我们说以她的智商她至少应该能够进入常春藤盟校。
We look at another person and say, with his business savvy, with his people skills, he should at least be management at his company.
或者凭借他的商业头脑和人际交往能力，他将成为工作中的管理阶层。
And when people refuse to follow that expected path to maximize their talents and skills for their gain, then people look at their lives and say, why this waste?
当人们拒绝按照预期的方式，最大限度地发挥他们的才能和技能时，人们就会这样反应，为什么这样浪费？
Okay, we have a lot of youth sitting there in the back that I know, but what is the expected path for young men and women in their late teens?
今天有许多青少年坐在后面，那青少年们的预期道路是什么呢？
It's to study hard so that you can get into a good college and after that have a good career.
是努力学习，然后考上好大学，有个好事业吗？
And then maybe in your late 20s, then what are you supposed to do at that stage of your life?
当你开始你的职业生涯之后，也许是在二十几岁，那么那个时候你应该做什么呢？
You get married, you settle down, and work really hard at your company.
你结婚了，你安定下来，在你的公司真正努力工作。
And by the time that you're in your 30s, when you have children, now you have to plan for their future. So you have to gain many promotions at your work, and maybe by mid-40s, you can be a manager at your work.
然后到了三十几岁，你有了孩子，现在你必须为孩子们的未来做计划，所以你争取尽可能多的晋升。到四十岁中期的时候，你可以成为一名经理。
then by the time that you're in your 50s, like I am, then you have to save and save so that you can have a comfortable and secure retirement.
然后当你到了像我一样五十几岁的时候，你必须存钱、储蓄、再储蓄、存钱，这样你才能够拥有舒适和安全的退休生活。
All of this is considered the normal expectation of our world.
这一切都被认为是我们世界的正常期望。
And any time that you take a turn away from this normal path, people will react at your life with criticism.
任何时候，当你转身离开这种正常生活，人们都会批评你。
People will say, "What are you doing with your life? Why are you wasting your life?"
人们会说，你的人生在做什么？你为什么要浪费生命？
For me, I personally grew up with a father who was atheist most of his life.
就比如我自己，我生长的家庭中，我的父亲大部分时间是一个无神论者。
He would make fun of Christians like me, saying that they are weak people who need a crutch in life.
他会取笑像我一样的基督徒，说他们是软弱的人，生活中需要一根拐杖。
He himself was quite successful in his career as a mechanical engineer.
作为一名机械工程师，他的职业生涯相当成功。
And because of his influence, I too studied mechanical engineering in college.
由于他的影响，我在大学也学习机械工程。
In my early 30s, I decided to let go my career as an engineer and enter into full-time ministry.
在我30岁出头的时候，我决定放弃我的事业，开始全职侍奉。
My dad was not happy with my decision, and his words were, "Why this waste of your life? Why are you wasting all of your college education?"
我爸爸对我的决定不满意，他的话是，为什么要浪费你的生命？你为什么要浪费你所有的大学教育？
So what do people mean when they say, "This is a waste of something"? Why is she doing this? Why are you doing this with your life?
当人们这样问的时候，是什么意思呢？为什么你浪费你的生命？为什么你会这么做？
They are thinking of alternative ways that this person could use their talents, their resources, and their time.
他们所考虑的是利用时间、人力和才能的可选择的多种用途。
And among these many alternatives, they assume that they would pick the alternative that leads to the maximum benefit for their life.
在这些可选择的多种用途中，他们应该追求能够为自己带来最大利益的选择。
So going back to this woman in this text, for her to pour out her life savings upon Jesus, it appears irresponsible, it appears impulsive, and it angered the disciples.
所以回到正文，看到这个女人倾尽毕生积蓄，这似乎是不负责任和冲动的行为，所以这激怒了门徒们。
So let me ask all of you this morning, what do you think is a waste? Do you want to waste your life?
好，今天让我来问问你，你认为什么是一种浪费？你要浪费你的生命吗？
Of course you don't want to waste your life, but Jesus has a very different evaluation of the same action that he saw this woman do.
当然你不想浪费你的生命。耶稣对门徒所看到的这个女人同样的行为却有着非常不同的评价。
In verse 6, he says, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me."
在第六节中他说，由她吧，为什么难为她呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事。
In the Greek, Jesus literally says, "She has done a good work."
在希腊语中，耶稣的字面意思是，她做得很好。
Now, in the Greek language, there are two words for good.
在希腊语中有两个词表达好的意思。
There is agathos, which describes a thing which is morally good.
Agathos 描述了道德上好的事物。
And there's another word, kalos, which describes a thing that is not only good, but lovely.
还有另一个词 kalos, 描述了一种不仅美好而且可爱的事物。
A thing might be agathos and yet be hard.Cold, unattractive.
一个东西可能是 agnosis, 就是在道德上可能是好的，但却是又硬又冷，没有吸引力的。
But a thing which is kalos is beautiful, noble, attractive, inspirational.
但是 kalos 是美丽的、高贵的、有吸引力的、鼓舞人心的。
There's an old English word that captures that. It is lovely.
用一个古老的英语单词来说，就是 lovely, 可爱的。
That's what kalos means, and that's exactly what this woman did.
这正是 callous 这个词的意思，也正是这个女人所做的。
Love does not only do what's morally right, but love does lovely things.
爱不仅仅做道德上正确的事，爱要做可爱的事。
Let me ask you, what is wasteful and yet beautiful, extravagant yet beautiful?
让我来问问你，什么是浪费的但却美丽的？什么是奢侈的但却是美丽的？
It's love, isn't it?
就是爱，不是吗？
Expressions of love always involves extravagance.
爱的表达就是这样，它涉及到奢侈。
That's what extravagance is. That's what love is.
这就是奢侈，这就是爱。
Not just in money, but extravagance in effort, labor, time, just going overboard than what's required.
不仅是在金钱上，而且是在努力、劳动、任何形式上的为某人过火的奢侈。
If it's genuine love,There will always involve certain extravagance about it.
如果爱是真实的，那么它一定总是在某种奢侈在里面。
It does not calculate. Should I give more or should I give less? What's the exact right amount to give?
它没有计算，我应该多给还是少给？什么才是正好的分量？
It does not calculate. What's the bare minimum for this occasion?
它不关心，试图确定什么是满足该场合的最低限度。
True love says that even if I gave everything that I have, it would not be enough to express my love.
真爱说，即使我付出了所有，这份礼物仍然太少。
There is a recklessness in love which refuses to calculate the cost.
在爱中有一种不计代价的鲁莽。
It refuses to ask such questions as, is this practical? Have I given enough?
他拒绝问诸如这实用吗？我给的够了吗？这样的问题。
That's why when men fall in love, they express their love for their woman by buying flowers.
这就是为什么当男人坠入爱河时，他们想通过购买鲜花来表达这一点。
And if you think about it, giving flowers has got to be one of the most impractical things a person can do.
如果你想一想，送花一定是最不切实际的事情之一。
First of all, flowers are expensive. The last time I ordered, at minimum $75 a bouquet.
鲜花是昂贵的啊！上一次我买花的时候是75块钱一把。
And there's no practical use for them, right? Even if you keep it in water, they will wilt after a few days. You can't cook flowers. You can't eat flowers.
他们没有实际的目的。即使你把它们放在水中，它们也会在几天后枯萎。你不能用它们来做饭，你也不能吃它们。
It doesn't have any practical sense. And in some sense, that's the whole point. It's not practical. It's wasteful. It's expensive. It's extravagant.
这没有任何实际的意义。这就是重点。这不实用，浪费，昂贵，花钱，但通过这种奢侈。
But it's through that kind of extravagance that we express our love.
但是通过这种奢侈，你表达了爱。
That's an aspect of true love. It's not calculating. It's not based on what is most practical.
真正的爱有这个元素，就是不计算，不是基于最实际的。
Parental love is like this. If our parents did the calculations before they had us, then maybe none of us would be here today.
父母之爱也是这样。如果我们的父母在要我们之前都做了这种实用性的这个计算，我想我们都不会在这儿了。
For this message, I did some research, and did you know that it costs today, with inflation, on average in America, $310,000 to raise a child from birth to end of high school. That's not even including college.
啊，我做了一点研究。啊，你知道今天在美国抚养一个孩子的从出生到17岁，平均要花费$306,500.
That's expensive.
这很昂贵。
Now I'm going to ask you to discuss with somebody sitting next to you. So, and it's kind of a fun question. How much do you think your parents spent to raise you? And then the second part of the question is, was it worth their investment to raise you?
好不好？让我们来一个小小的讨论。你和你旁边的人讨论一下，你的父母养育你花了多少钱？你值得他们的投资吗？
Okay, if I could ask you to please wrap up. Even though I can't hear you, it sounds like you had some fun discussing that question.
听起来你们对这个问题讨论得很有趣。
And of course, it's a fun question because nobody thinks like that when they're having children.
当然很有趣，因为当他决定要孩子的时候，没有人会这样想。
When parents decide to have children, they just want somebody to love and pour all of their lives into loving that child.
父母只是希望有一个人可以来爱，可以把他们所有的爱倾倒在这个孩子的身上。
It's never a financial decision.
这从来就不是一个财务的决定。
And that's why we celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day.
这就是我们为什么庆祝母亲节和父亲节。
Because our parents embody this kind of love.
因为我们的父母的爱是这种爱变成具体化了。
This kind of non-calculating, sacrificial extravagance that we interpret as love.
这就是我们所知道的那种爱，不计较的爱，牺牲的爱，奢侈的爱。
Now in verse 9, Jesus says, And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her.
在第九节，耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。”
So why does Jesus say that wherever the gospel is proclaimed, that what she has done will be proclaimed? Because after all, Jesus had many encounters with many other people.
为什么耶稣说无论福音传遍全世界，他所做的一切都会被传扬，以纪念他呢？耶稣每天都会经历许多的人。
What was it about this particular incident that Jesus says that what she has done will be told wherever the gospel is told?
耶稣说这个女人所做的事无论在哪里传福音都会纪念这件事。那这件事到底是什么呢?
This is really interesting because when we read the book of Acts, the disciples of Jesus literally did not do this.
这很有意思,因为我们在读《使徒行传》的时候,门徒们并没有这样做。
So when Apostle Peter is preaching in front of a crowd in the book of Acts, he doesn't say, believe in Jesus so that you could receive forgiveness of your sins. And, oh, I forgot to tell you, there was this woman who broke the jar and poured perfume on Jesus one day.
当使徒彼得在使徒行传传讲道的时候，他并没有说相信耶稣会罪得赦免。哦，顺便提一下，让我告诉你这个女人打破了香膏玉瓶的故事。
Jesus said, wherever the gospel is told,This woman's story will be told without mentioning her.
请注意，耶稣在这段经文中是如何以一种奇特的方式说话的，他并没有提到这个女人。
And I think what Jesus is saying is this, the gospel itself is captured in what she did.
耶稣的意思是说，无论在哪里传福音，都会讲述这个女人的故事，无论你何时讲述福音，你都会讲述他的行为，即使没有提到他。
This impractical giving of everything, wasteful pouring out of the most precious thing she had.
福音本身就体现在他所做的事情中，这种毫无意义的给予一切，浪费了他拥有的最宝贵的东西。
What is the gospel other than God pouring out the most precious thing that he had?
除了上帝倾泻出最宝贵的东西之外，福音又是什么呢？
God's extravagance, His wasteful love on mankind, wastefully pouring out Jesus' blood to save sinners like you and me. That's wasteful. That's extravagant.
上帝对人类的奢侈的爱，浪费的爱，对罪人倾倒耶稣基督宝血的这个爱，是太浪费了，太奢侈了。
Do you know that you are loved this extravagantly by God?
你知道你就是这样被上帝如此奢侈地爱着吗?
In Romans 8:32, it says, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
罗马书八章三十二节，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗?
God sending his son to save us. God pouring out Jesus to save us. This is extravagant love. This is wasteful love. And this is the essence of the gospel.
上帝派他的儿子来拯救我们。上帝为了人类将耶稣倾倒出来。这种奢侈的浪费的爱就是福音的本质。
And when this woman responds with a similar sense of reckless giving, pouring out, Jesus sees her and says,This is a reflection of God's heart. She has done a beautiful thing.
当这个女人以类似程度的鲁莽放弃将爱倾泻而出时，耶稣在她身上了看到了天父内心的投射。
Christians have acted throughout history in ways that causes people to say, why are you wasting your life like that?
基督徒在整个历史中的行为方式都是这样浪费的。那那些关心他们生活的人就会说，为什么这么浪费呢？
When people leave their normal lives and go out and serve as missionaries, people say, why this waste?
当人们外出宣教时，人们会说，为什么这样浪费呢？
When some of our Inner High mentors moved out from West Coast to East Coast to love and minister to the youth, some of their families said, why this waste?
当我们的一些 Inner High 的导师搬到东岸来服侍青年学生的时候，他们的一些父母会说，为什么要这样浪费呢？
When Christians make these kinds of decisions to put on the lower priority their own comfort, their own financial security, their own career, it's always out of their love for God.
当基督徒做出这种决定时，将自己的事业、自己的进步、自己的经济保障放在次要的地位，这就是出于对上帝的爱。
It's not a decision based upon calculation or an attempt to maximize benefit for their lives.
这不是基于计算或试图最大化他们的生活收益所决定的。
And from this perspective, it's not a waste.
所以从这个角度来看，这不是一种浪费。
So in light of this extravagant love that we have all received from God, let me ask you, what will be your response?
鉴于我们从上帝那里所得到的这种奢侈的爱，真正的爱，我问你们，你的回应是什么？
It's been said that we can never repay love.The best response we can do is pass it on.
有人说我们永远无法回报爱，但唯一正确的反应是传递我们已经得到的爱。
At the beginning of this message, I mentioned that I heard this message as a college student, and it was quite impactful for me.
我在信息的开头提到，作为一名大学生，我听到了关于这篇文章的信息，这对我影响很大。
I not only heard this message, but I saw it lived out by my older brothers and sisters in Christ.
我不仅听到了，而且看到了我在基督里面的弟兄姐妹所活出的这个信息。
I saw people taking second best in their careers to forego pursuing the American dream, gave up their time, money, comforts to pour out their love on college students like me.
我看到人们放弃了自己的职业，放弃了对美国梦的追求，放弃了时间、金钱、舒适，像我这样的大学生倾诉爱。
Without receiving their love and without seeing their examples, I wouldn't be here today.
如果没有得到过他们的爱，没有看到过他们的榜样，我今天就不会在这里。
And I'm sure it's the same with all of you.I'm sure that you are here today because many other people refused to hold on to their alabaster jar of perfume, and instead they poured it out to love you and minister to you.
你们也是一样，我相信你们今天在这里，因为有很多人拒绝紧紧抓住他们的玉瓶不放，而是将他的香膏倾倒出来，来爱你。
There's one more lesson that I want to share before I finish today.
在我结束之前，我还想再分享一点。
In our action, we learn this very important lesson that there is always limited time to love.
在这个女人的行动中，我们学到了非常重要的一个功课，那就是爱的时间是有限的。
Because right after this incident, we read in verse 10 what happens afterwards.
就在这个事件之后，我们阅读了第十节。
Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them.
十二门徒之中有一个加略人犹大去见祭司长，要把耶稣交给他们。
So shortly after this incident, Jesus dies on the cross.
所以就在这件事情以后，耶稣就死在十字架上了。
I think it's one of the tragedies of life that often we're moved to do something lovely, something loving, and yet we end up not doing it.
这就是生活中的悲剧之一。我们经常被感动去做一些可爱的事情，但最终却没有去做。
It may be because we feel shy or awkward about it.
可能是我们太害羞了，对此感到很尴尬。
It may be because we second guess ourselves, asking ourselves, is this practical? Is this wise for me to act like this?
也许是可能我们事后猜测是自己，这样做实用吗？
It might be just a simple act of love.
也许这就是一个简单的爱的行为。
Sending an email to somebody thanking them, an impulse to tell somebody how much you appreciate and are grateful for them, an impulse to give somebody who is in need, an impulse to share the gospel with a non-Christian.
或发送一封感谢的邮件，将我们的爱和感激之情告诉人的冲动，或者是给予一些需要的冲动去帮助一些非基督徒。
The tragedy is that once that impulse to love is squashed before we act it out, that moment is gone.
悲剧是冲动在我们表现出来之前就被压碎了。
What if that woman said in this story, I don't want to do this right now.Let me think about it before I pour it on Jesus. Maybe next time I'll pour it on Jesus, the next time I see him.
如果这个女人说，我现在不想这样做，让我再考虑一下吧。也许下次我再来把香膏倒给耶稣。
There would be no next time, because then it would be too late.
没有下一次，太晚了。
She would have missed her opportunity forever. Love is like that. We have a limited time to love.
爱就是这样。我们可能会永远错过它。
Once today is gone, the opportunities that you have to love within today are gone.
一旦今天过去了，上帝在那个特定的日子里给我们的爱的机会就过去了。
So let's love the people that God has placed in our lives today while we have the opportunity.
所以让我们在还有机会的时候就去爱别人吧。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us this precious story in your word.
天父，我们感谢你在你的话语中给了我们这个宝贵的故事。
Because of this woman's devotion years ago, we're given a clear picture of what it looks like to extravagantly love you.
因为这个女人多年前的奉献，我们清楚地了解何为奢侈的爱你。
Lord, please forgive us for the times when we gave our love to you in very calculating and in stingy ways.
主啊，请原谅我们曾经以非常计算和吝啬的方式向你提供爱。
Lord, in response to how you generously poured out your love for us on the cross, now we want to love you with extravagance as well.
主啊，回应你如何在十字架上慷慨地为我们倾注你的爱，现在我们也要用奢侈的爱来爱你。
It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。